This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. America's teachers are coping with new kinds of bullying after the election. Children of immigrants are among the targets. From the Marketplace Education Desk at WYPR in Baltimore, Amy Scott explains.
The Southern Poverty Law Center has counted about 100 incidents of harassment at elementary and secondary schools. Maureen Costello directs the center's Teaching Tolerance Project.
We're hearing about swastikas being drawn. A lot of anti-immigrant sentiment, as in, you're going to go back where you came from.
Costello says she's also heard of Trump supporters being taunted, all of which makes teaching even harder than usual.
Schools were already strapped in terms of providing the kind of mental health support services for students that they needed to. And so with this additional stress, I think it's going to be a real issue.
Teacher Justin Minkle has seen a lot of anxiety among his mostly Latino second graders in Springdale, Arkansas.
So I've just tried to be as patient as I can be and just kind of really paying attention to kids and what their needs are and what they're feeling.
The Southern Poverty Law Center is compiling thousands of teacher responses to its new survey about the impact of the election on their students. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.